A hero to some. A monster to others. He hoped to start a third world war.
Ante las exigencias del imperialismo,
the CIA and American special forces conspired to bring him down. His death is shrouded in mystery, his body secretly buried in an unmarked grave. But the man they hoped the world would forget is the man who would become a legend. He's a man lionized by youth and revolutionaries around the world. The face on millions of t-shirts. But the real Che Guevara was not a two-dimensional image, but a complex man with an unwavering goal.
Che described being a guerrilla as the highest form of humankind, someone who was prepared to sacrifice himself for an ideal. In his case, it was for the cause of Marxism-Leninism, the solution to mankind's ills, and the only way to turn around the world order from one dominated by Yankee capitalism.
In author John Lee Anderson's best-selling biography, Che Guevara, A Revolutionary Life, he explores the man behind the myth.
First and foremost, I wanted to know what had led this well-born son of an affluent old Argentine family, a son of the middle class, with everything going for him, to leave that comfortable existence and become the most implacable, well-known revolutionary of his day.
May 14, 1928. Che Guevara is born Ernesto Guevara de la Serna in the city of Rosario, Argentina.
Ernesto Guevara Lynch was Che's father. Celia was from an illustrious Spanish family.
They were considered to be of the upper class.
Carlos Figueroa is a childhood friend of Ernesto's.
Ernesto didn't discriminate. He would hang out with all the kids, whether they were children of privilege or the children of servants.
The eldest of four children, Ernesto is afflicted with chronic asthma, a condition that haunts him throughout his life. The family moves to the hill town of Alta Gracia, hoping the drier climate will help their sick son. In Alta Gracia, Ernesto meets Calica Ferrer,